The Bench. The Bench. On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Dell here for the next couple of hours on ESPN 97.5. John and Lance. John and Lance, John and Lance. I wonder if Kali is going to call him. You don't remember Kali, though.
You I do.
You remember Kali?
Yeah.
He used to, John Lance. He don't remember no Kali. Lance is just getting here.
Headphones.
He's just getting his headphones.
I have to wear headphones here because Dell says
Talks on the radio. Yeah.
That's, I don't know if you know this.
I don't know. He don't shine shoes no more.
But
man.
I talk on the radio.
Yeah.
So if you decide not to completely ignore me, you put some headphones on.
Why that's, you're that's the word on so the you're getting billing on their show? It's Raheel and Dell with featuring Lance, and you didn't even show up yesterday for their show.
I got kicked out yesterday.
Yeah, we had Julia Morales. We'd rather talk to her than Lance.
Julia Morales with the Cavs.
I got legs, bro.
It's creepy. You guys talk about
I got
about
legs,
calves.
Son.
No, Raheel talks about
I feel like I'm not even
calves.
Allowed to mention that somebody has nice legs anymore. Like, that's a fireable offense.
Well, Matt Lauer, that's what he said.
Is that what it was? Apparently. I feel like it might be more.
Those are his exact words, and he's out.
You know, I will say this. I keep waiting for, of all these things, I keep waiting for one of them to sound kind of, you know, bull crap. Like, yeah. Oh, man, because when's it? Because at some point you're going to have one that's not.
It's not real, right?
It's not real, and then it's going to, like, everything's going to crumble because then it gives people a chance to deny everything. Like,
right.
Just enough. It gives you just enough, or not you, in a sense that it'll give people enough to say, oh, that's not true, that's not true. When a lot of this stuff is, and everything that's come out, they're like, yeah, I did it. I'm sorry about that. Like, 90 women just came out like, man, this must be really bad. Is there really that many dogs out there in the world? Well, and what's with plants?
Well, plants. Apparently, though, this isn't. It's not an. It's an isolated incident
with
Matt
Lauer.
For those
who don't know, Matt Lauer,
NBC,
he got this morning.
Yeah, he's out. Beat it. Tearful Miss Guthrie. I don't know who she is, but she made the announcement this morning, and NBC says it's one incident, but it's not an isolated incident. Which I don't know what that means, but it was only one incident reported, but it must be enough. I wonder.
Well, for you to get
what
rid
you,
of
what do you think
one...
that was, Lance?
Well, I can
you
only
had,
guess.
You had thoughts.
Yeah, what are your thoughts on what do you think Matt Lauer may have done to in just one incident?
Is there cameras here in this room?
There's no cameras in here. No, there's no. You think that whole thing happened? Okay. All right. So Matt,
think of
rest in
done.
Peace. Rest in peace, Matt Lauer. He's done.
Yeah. So that happened. This is not a lie. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to peel the curtain back a little bit. This is not. I'm not joking. I'm not lying. Julia Morales has nice legs, right?
Yeah.
And I say that, and even right now, I feel like
that's creepy.
Objectifying. I think also think she's really good at what she does, and she's really good at bringing in the data points and some of the. Sabermetric elements into the broadcasts.
I don't know about that. But
well, she introduces.
She's really good at getting the guys to have fun.
I think she's good. I like Julia
Morales. I do too. I think she does a really nice job.
So yesterday we're in a meeting for we're talking about Christmas party ideas. Yes, it's going down December 22nd. We're coming up with ideas. You're gonna
How come
have a
I wasn't to, invited to that meeting?
You were gone already.
What was it? 10:59?
Yeah. And so we went, or actually, you may have been on the air still, I think. And it was just like, hey, just some ideas, and we're talking about doing maybe a gaming tournament for the Madden heads and FIFA fans doing that. There's something where you eat something so incredibly hot that you might throw up. Which is always a chance to win a prize.
Yeah.
Clearly.
If you throw up.
Onside kick stuff. I've got something where I want to try to, like a big time carnival game where you just take one of Craig DeSurf's big Chevy pickup trucks and from 30 yards away, you have to try to land the football in it and keep it in it. Just like it's a big boy version of that game where you throw a softball in the basket. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That kind of thing. So we're just kicking around some ideas. And one of the
things. Why can't we throw eggs or something, though, into it?
Well, that does paint damage. Yeah.
Well, I get that, but it'd be fun. But wouldn't it be fun to watch egg splatter all over the car?
We'll have to check with Craig if he's okay with the paint damage it does. But anyway, one of the things I thought about was for the eggnog chug, which is one of the highlights. For those who haven't been to one of our Christmas parties, we have people doing offensive line drills. Like, one guy broke his wrist one year. Now, I don't want that to deter you from doing it this year. That's just one guy who broke his wrist. Big deal. Most people stay healthy.
I'm sure he got a watch from Klein for that or something.
Probably got a watch or a pendant. Maybe. Nothing. Definitely got some food and a jello shot from Jay Dirt.
Yeah.
But so anyway, I said, you know, we need to get a belt. We need to get like a wrestling belt for the champ of the eggnog chug.
Hoffy has that.
Yeah. We need to have eggnog chug the year, and every year you get a belt if you do it. Wouldn't that be great?
That'd be great.
And I said this. I swear to God, none of this is fake. I said, we ought to get, and in my mind, I started to say, should I say this or not? We should get like a ring girl to bring it in, to walk it in.
Yeah.
And when I said a ring girl, I immediately had to just think, this isn't going to fit. Like, because one of the, Michelle, who's in charge of promotions, female.
Yeah.
And I'm like, is this? I had a scan in my mind. Is it okay for me to say ring girl? I don't even know.
You have to watch that crap now. I don't ever watch it, but you should.
To, but I'm sitting here. I'm like, this is ridiculous. This isn't offensive. This isn't making anyone say uncomfortable that we have a ring girl to bring the belt in.
Yeah.
Well, so what is the UFC going to start doing? Is the UFC just going to start having guys hold up their hands and walk around the ring with what round it is? It's three, guys. It's round three.
No.
Is some fat guy named Joey or some guy who's ripped up in an Ed Hardy just saying, it's two, round two, guys. We don't want to objectify Ariana Celeste.
Oh.
I mean, she's still the best. But you got a lot of competition over there now.
Oh, I know. But they still...
Some other people are good with math.
What I have a problem with...
Things
is
like that, too.
If Ariana Celeste wants to be objectified, why can't we let her? She wants to walk around with a bikini on. Why can't we let her do that?
We do let her walk around with a bikini.
You're damn right we do, because that's America.
If you don't, that
that's the
sexist.
Best thing about America.
If she has to do it and you don't?
Yeah.
Sexist?
It is sexist.
And if you acknowledge it?
You know who doesn't like it?
If you acknowledge it?
Women who ain't ring girls. That's who don't like it.
I don't know, man. Like I said, I'm having to like think about everything. Can I say ring girl? Do I say ring person?
But I think it was Michelle, who's in charge of our promotions here. Yeah. She was in charge over at 610 when we were doing the 610 girls.
Uh-huh.
So I don't think that's a
problem.
It's
a different era, John.
It's a different era.
Oh, stop.
We had ball girls here who were, they were aggressive. Yeah. They were a little more aggressive. The 610 girls we had were like stuck up.
Remember we had the contest, though, up at a few different places. One on Wah.
Yeah.
I was really wasted when I emceed that one.
I remember that one. I was there. I remember that one.
Yeah, I was wasted. Speaking of which, can you guys believe this? The first thing that I see on our rundown of commercials today, Coors. How about that I got a Coors sponsorship? It's like ham and eggs finally got together.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's so unbelievable. I'm so excited today.
Are you?
Yeah, well, it's like a glove. It's like the glove that...
Well, let's just do it inside the show right now.
Well, Coors is the best. Listen, we're drinking Coors yesterday on the golf course, surprisingly.
Mm-hmm.
And we ran out on about the 16th hole. The guy comes by, you guys want anything? And we were like, well, you know, we would like some Coors Light. I don't have any. Well, we'll wait. We'll just wait, okay? Or can you get us some? Because I don't want any of the other beers. I want Coors Light. That's what I want. That's the best tasting beer. So it's just ridiculous to have anything else. And so,
is this your spot or are we?
No, this is just in the show.
Oh, you're just talking.
Well, it feels like a spot.
It feels like a spot. Yeah.
It feels like you just put it inside. Which is good. That's the way we got to do it.
It's content.
It just rolled
beer
in.
Beer is content, though.
It's a spot.
You know, like the Blitz, they can have their foofy, creepy beers that, you know, made in a nunnery with tires and blueberries. That's fine. I don't care about that. That's fine. Let them have that. I'm going to have Coors Light where the water is clean.
Made in the nunnery. The nuns make good beer, probably.
In the Alps. Yeah, there's a convent in the Alps that's making this beer. And it has whole wheat and cranberries. What? I don't want that. I don't want a salad. I want a beer. Okay? So, Anyway.
All right, time to go to break. We just are live here.
time to go to break?
It will be in a second. So let me, while we're just getting all this out of the way, Jennifer Lopez is the new guest girl. I didn't know there was a certain, you know, that was a yearly designation. Had no idea. Have you ever seen somebody?
She's
48 years old. Fantastic. Have you ever seen somebody look like that?
No.
That doesn't seem
possible. Other than my wife, no one.
Yeah, good call. Mine is less younger, but she looks better than Jennifer. But I'm saying like, you know, third or fourth.
Right.
Time, yeah, Jennifer Lopez. Other than that. Like,
right.
She
is. Them
genetics, man. I don't know what that is and how that's still how she is, what she looks like now, but God.
So are we going to see her in guest jeans all the time? Is that what we're going to see?
Well, I don't know how often, but you'll see her in ads for guests.
That's what I'm saying. I love that about her.
And not just like, jeans.
What a great call by guests.
I hope they don't look like mom jeans.
I'm looking at her right now in the promo.
Do you think J-Lo would wear mom jeans?
I would hope not.
I don't care what kind of jeans they are. What kind of jeans would look bad on J-Lo?
Nothing.
Probably none.
That's impossible.
I look at the promo.
You know why? Because she's
granny panties would look great.
Because she's smart and powerful, and she's empowering
to
women.
No, because she got a great ass.
No, it's because she's empowering to women, John.
She's
smart
a great role model for women.
Sorry. The kid's on their way to school?
He's not supposed to say that. Not okay.
It's not what?
You don't acknowledge that
part. You know
who
doesn't like it?
You know what looks great on her?
The mom.
She's got a great brain. She's got a great business sense.
Oh, really? She's been going out with A-Rod.
Because you know,
you think how deep do you think those conversations are?
I'm sorry. Have you ever seen her in Vegas at her shows? She doesn't want you to notice the physical.
Oh, she doesn't.
She's trying to cover
them up. Yeah, she's hiding that.
She's covering up with flesh covered stockings.
You what? Why are you whispering?
Because I can't say what I just said.
You can just say it on the air.
No, I can't.
You got your own show now. You can say whatever you want.
I'll say it on my other show.
You said something that was not okay. I bet.
Yep.
You can't say CT.
What are you doing?
I just said flesh-colored pantyhose.
Yeah.
You said CTs.
I don't know. CTE is what I said.
CTE.
Yeah.
You think A-Rod's got that?
You heard him talk.
Kind of, a little bit.
But you know what? Because I went on the show.
I think he's good on the air.
He's really good.
Yeah, he's good.
I didn't expect it, and I wasn't comfortable with it.
No.
I was like,
no, but every time I look at him, he's still a cheater. He's still fake.
Nah, no.
Phony is a. He's just phony.
No,
but,
no.
But he is good on
Dude,
the air.
He's
we're
good.
Gonna have. Guess what? We're gonna have for the next 25 years is A-Rod on our TV. There is no question.
You know what? I don't mind it as a broadcaster.
No.
And Smoltz was good.
Smoltz was real good.
Every time Smoltz is hipping us to see right there, what he's doing is he's creating and he's testing the zone right now. And if Dallas Keuchel is able to get away with that, he'll continue to push it an inch or two more inches to see if he can expand it during the game. Like, yeah, that's called the Glavin zone.
Mm.
You know all about it. Because
and the
you're
Matic
on that
zone.
Team.
Yeah.
You're on that team. All now right. I like it. Now I like when they
Speaking
do
of which, we had a nice conversation yesterday about the Astros and what they're going to do. So let's. I wouldn't mind talking a little Astros baseball. And with especially with Dallas Keuchel. See, you get your guys' opinion on the other side here. Hey, I don't know if you heard, but I got a new sponsor, and it's called Coors Light Beer. And this is like the glove fits perfect. It's not like OJ's glove. It's like the glove fits perfectly on me. It's Coors Light. It's like it's part of my hand, Coors Light. Whenever I have that silver can in my hand, I just feel comfortable. Drink responsibly. It's cold, crisp, and delicious. 102 calories, 5 carbs per 12 ounces. It's the perfect John Granato refreshment. I'm not even joking about this. It's so cold. And you can see the blue mountains. You know when it's cold and refreshing. Filtered and packaged cold. The most refreshing beer out there. Go ahead, have your foofy beers. We're going to, real men are going to have Coors Light, okay? That's what we're going to have because that's what we like. Honestly, during Lent, when I give up beer, me and Chad give up beer, they have an emergency session here. Coors Light has to meet in Houston, see what happened to sales, because we love Coors Light that much. You can love it, too. Whatever your mountain is, climb on. Coors Light. Drink responsibly, all right? Get to Coors Light XP. Download from the App Store today. Get on over to Coors Light. Come on. All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Let me ask you a question. Arbitration 3 for Dallas Keuchel.
Yep.
What do you do with him after that?
I don't think it's a lock you long term. And here's why. If Forrest Whitley becomes a really good pitcher and you have – here's why. I mean, I hate talking about this because they just won a World Series. When the reality is down the road is coming up fast is Altuve. And you want to keep windows open.
You got two more years.
And here's the deal. Like, I don't know how you're going to keep Keuchel, Altuve, Correa so far down the road that I don't think Keuchel is going to be
And so
an
is
issue.
Bregman. They're both so way down the road.
But Springer will be
Springer's coming up.
So you could say Altuve, Springer, Keuchel. I mean, that's going to be – that's a much more expensive team. That's a much more expensive team coming up.
Yeah, so you got – 3 more years of Springer. Arbitration 2, 3, and 4. He doesn't become a free agent until 2021. So you still got 3 more years of Springer. You've got 1 with Keuchel. You've got 4 more Correa. You've got 5 more Breck. I mean, you don't have to worry about that stuff. But Altuve is the one that's a little bit worrisome in that you got 2 more years at $6 million. But guess what? Dude's got Boris, and he's going to get paid.
Altuve. I mean, Boris is such a...
Yeah.
He's
would be shocked.
Stumbling block.
Now, I read in Spanish, in a Venezuelan paper, we did it on the air, Altuve said, I'm open to renegotiating this deal.
I would probably do it in advance, and I know it will cost you more up front, but if you can control cost within, you know,
well,
4 years...
Well, what
would
you do? What would Boris take, though?
Well, see, this is the thing. Correa's already told you, I ain't never doing a contract until it's time. Why would he?
No.
I feel like Carlos Correa will probably be a Yankee at some point.
Well, his 3 years of arbitration, he's going to make 10, 11. I mean, Keuchel made 9 this year. What is Correa going to make, 12?
By 30? That time, I think he'll make 15.
Yeah, arbitration, though, it tends to be, they're a little bit more conservative.
Yeah, no, they are. But we're also talking about it's 4 years away, I think. Right? 3 years away?
No, he's got arbitration coming up in a couple of years.
Is that soon?
Yeah.
I guess this is 3 years in.
Yeah, he's got 2 full years in already.
Well, I mean, I can tell you this. You could do Keuchel, you could say, hey, we'll give you a 3-year deal. You could do that because Verlander comes off the book after 2 years, so that third year you're paying Keuchel, you're not paying Verlander anymore. Whatever it is, there is no formula that keeps your that keeps your payroll reasonable.
No.
There's not going to be a formula for that down the road. Now, you still and I guess here's what people would argue. Money people would argue, if you have a chance for player control, you don't think about anything else other than keeping them as low as you can, because at some point you're going to have to pay them a lot. Why pay them a lot early, ever?
Yeah. Well, it's happened in the past. You know, there have been guys that have got – and Altuve screwed himself with this deal. There's no question about that. And he's the best value. Other than maybe Correa at $535,000, the $6 million that you're paying for Altuve is just ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And that's on his agent. No. Here's the deal. Do you keep Altuve for 2 more years at $12 million or do you up the ante? Because he ain't taking less than, what, $525,000? I mean, he ain't taking less than. If I'm Boris, I ain't doing nothing for less than $25 million.
Now, if you do it early, could you get him for? Are you insulting him if you offer him like $18 million a year, but you do it early?
Well, then
you say, "Hey, 5 years, $18 million," and then you still right, can you're making a big contract after that
because you're only getting 6. That's 12. You're paying him $24 million more on these 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
You're paying him $24 million more, so. I don't think that'd be insulting.
It's not insulting,
but there's no chance Boris does.
Anything less than $20 million, he's not doing it.
There's no chance.
Crap.
But he's got to pay these. He's got to play these 2 years at 6 each. So you got to figure that into it too.
Yeah.
Instead of 20, you know, he's losing $14 million a year or whatever he's losing on a longer term deal. But the thing is, though, what does Altuve get in 2 years if he continues to play like this? What does he get on the open market?
Oh, I mean,
they're talking about $440 a year for Bryce Harper.
Well, why would he not look? The one thing you have going for you, I guess, is that he doesn't hit 40 homers a year, like, you know, Bryce Harper, you know, power numbers. I mean, all Altuve does is get 200 hits a year and lead the league in hitting 3 of the last 4 years. That's all he does.
And play unbelievable second base.
So, you know, I'm of the mind that at some point you're going to have to pull the trigger early on one of these guys just to try to save $4 million a year down the road. You maybe pay them early, but you control costs when everything's going to get really expensive. When I say control costs, it's relative because it's going to cost a ton to keep this Astros. That's one of the benefits. Look, having a young team, this is why I was so pissed off when they didn't do something at the deadline for a starting pitcher, because A, you got to remember, it's hard for people to remember, but that team was in disarray at the time anyway. At the trade deadline, they were in real disarray. We didn't know what the deal was with Lance McCullers. Keuchel had just come back, if I remember. Yeah, he had just come back, but he wasn't, in the full groove yet at all. They weren't pitched. But the idea that, you're not going to have this kind of talent with this kind of club control forever. This is a rarity.
Oh, my
to
God.
This level core talent, this cheap, do everything you can to go get a hammer. Now, Sonny Gray wasn't that guy, obviously. In hindsight, clearly not. Verlander was the guy. Now, they made it happen after after the hurricane, and Jim Crane said, we got to give the people something. This is, they need something.
Well, disappointed Dallas. That team, after the trade deadline, was, I think Jeff Luhnow had to be going home every night. The way that they were losing and the way that Santana was pitching, and it was just like he had to go home and go, what did I do to this team?
Dallas Keuchel to come out, and I had a guy on Twitter tell me, we don't like when players.
Reddit came out too.
When players fuss, they sound like whiny babies. I'm like, whiny babies? They're out there doing it. This is their chance to win a World Series. Dallas Keuchel worked his ass off. Brian Caswell told me when he would go out to Minute Maid, Dallas was there in off season throwing every day. People at Minute Maid Park told him, oh yeah, he's literally throwing here every single day or every other day getting ready. Came in great shape, pitched his ass off to start the season. Mm-hmm. Give that man, don't tell me that man is a crybaby or whiny baby. He's trying to win a World Series.
Yeah, no, and they were doing everything they possibly could, and the front office wasn't helping.
Uh-uh.
Jeff Luhnow must have been beside, but they got the job done. And
Santana started balling. That was the main thing is.
Well, not really.
Oh.
So, although he did help. I mean, actually, I don't mind him coming back. No. Don't throw up in your mouth.
Do we have to have him or Sip? Is there have to be him or Sip?
No. There doesn't have to be any.
Can you just go get a different lefty?
Well, I think that's probably on the agenda.
He helped with one batter in the
I'm pretty sure that's on the agenda. Okay.
Game 7.
Get another. You got one more year of Sip, so that's all you got to put up with. How about that, though? They gave Sip, Neshek, and who else? Gregerson, $18 million each. And Neshek was gone, and he beat it in a year. And Sip, you haven't heard from him. He's in witness protection.
Not good.
And Gregerson is Gregerson. Mm-hmm. All right, 726 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776 is the number to call. Are you going to talk about Craig DeCerf?
I'm going to talk about Craig DeCerf. As a matter of fact, you can go to gulfcoast.net. So here's the thing with Craig DeCerf. He and I have been buddies for a long, long time, and he calls it Camelot in the cornfields, just kind of taking his own shot at the fact that people are worried about Gulf Coast, Buick, Chevrolet, GMC out there in Angleton. It really wasn't as far a trip as I thought. I went out there and got a truck from them. It wasn't at all. And Craig said, and by the way, they have the big Astros pickup truck. It's, they're the official, one of the official sponsors. And he said, Lance, here's the thing. We get a lot of business from Houston, Sugarland, Pearland, the Houston area. And one of the things that he does to make it easy for you, if you don't want to drive out and test drive or go check it out yourself, is A, you can go online at gulfcoast.net and find exactly what you want and start the negotiating process if you want. But they've got really, really family-friendly prices. And the great thing is it's a valet service. They will run your car into Houston for you. If you're busy at work, you say, hey, I want to buy a brand new GMC Yukon or a Chevy Silverado. They say, great, you can get everything done online. They'll drive it into you and drop it off like a valet service. They make it that simple. The guy is unbelievable to do business with. Prices are as low as anyone you're going to find in and around the city. And in many cases, it's going to be even lower because they want to get the deal done for you. And yes, they'll even drive it out to the city for you. It's gulfcoast.net. That's gulfcoast.net. Call and talk directly to Craig DeCerf. And you tell him that Lance Zierlein is your own personal buddy.
All right, it's 7:32. John Lance and Dell, the John Lance relaunch, brought to you by Coors Light. Brought to you by Coors Light right here on ESPN 97.5. How about Klein is back? We're going to do the Christmas party on Friday, December 22nd. So that's going to happen right here. Well, it's going to happen right there. And oh, by the way,
Well, I can't stress this enough. If you've been there before, you already know you need to take that day off.
Yeah.
If you haven't been there before, you need to find a way to get to the Christmas party. We're giving away a ton of prizes. And you know what? If you're a tailgater, if you tailgate, get at us, at Lance Zierlein or at John Granata or at Del V2. Let us know so we can try to get you hooked up so you can come out there and tailgate.
Well, and here's the thing. We're a little worried about the parking lot because the old parking lot with the palm over there was really perfect.
It was massive, yeah.
It was huge, and it was perfect for it. This one's smaller. The HEB across the street is closed.
Word, that's right.
Yes, so we're going to be able to take that over.
We almost should just do it from
just
HEB.
Do it from there.
They got a pop-up Astro shop with this dirty guy who works there. Like, you want an Astros flag? I stopped because I saw the Chronicles like pop-up Astros shop, and I thought that was one of them. Oh, that wasn't one of them. That was just somebody from, you know, East Bernard.
Guy? It was,
like, how you doing? You want to get some Astros stuff? But nothing says Astros here.
But it smells like Marlboro Lights. How much are you smoking
around? He was definitely smoking, and one calf was huge and one was small. And I was like, I don't know. It's just one of those weird. And then he goes, yeah, go and get your kids some stuff. I'm like, nothing says all the baseball players' names. It just said champion on the back of their jerseys. No names, no Astros logos. I'm like, oh, none of this stuff has Astros or even names of players.
That is funny.
The hell is this? Like some of the Astros stuff, there was no official licensing, or there were some, but clearly they bought them from somewhere else and they're just trying to mark them up.
Yeah.
But, like, there's T-shirts that they had clearly made themselves on Gildan stuff, and it just said, Championship Baseball League's champions. Like,
that's not
pretty.
Official Major League gear.
How much is this? 25. Like, seems pricey. You have anything that doesn't have cigarette ash on it, sir?
So, you can buy your Astros gear while we do the Christmas party because the guy will still be there, I would imagine. And we got that. So you got to be out there.
HEB. And by the way, we can have a whole game out there.
Yeah, yeah.
We can go 11. We can go 7-on-7 tournaments.
No. We could have flag football games.
We have karate fights out there. There's people doing karate against each other.
We can do whatever we want because it's America. So let me ask you a question, Del. What do you think of the rankings?
I'm fine. I'm not surprised by any of it.
Auburn number two?
They're the hot team, and they just beat two number one teams in a row. It's not surprising at all.
Finish it out.
Clemson one, Auburn two, Oklahoma three, Wisconsin four, Bama, Georgia, Miami seven. Is Miami in position to beat Clemson to get there?
You think of the dominoes that would fall. You beat Clemson. Alabama's idle. And then you have the winner of Auburn, Georgia. Those are four teams that are all in front of you.
There is a chance you could get shut out of that.
That is true.
Everyone has acted like, well, winner of this. Gary Daniels has said, well, the winner of the ACC is in.
Most people have said that.
I think that is the case. I don't think they'd have the winner of the ACC
Bama?
Out. Yeah, absolutely.
I don't think it's a Bama-Miami discussion. I think it's a Bama-Ohio State.
Now, you know Bama would beat
they'd be
Miami
favorite on the field.
It would probably be something like 20-6.
Well, they'd be favorite on the field. I think it's 13.5. They'd be favorite, but that doesn't matter.
I think Bama is overrated again. And I'll tell you this. I think the committee wants to keep Alabama out. Yeah. I think the committee wants to say, oh, sorry, this is not just the Alabama tournament because that's what it's been. It's been all about Alabama since its inception. Sorry, there are other teams. There's other good football, and quite frankly, your resume ain't all that. I know you tried to play a good team, but Florida State wasn't a good team. There's nothing we can do about that. So we don't know what Alabama is. And I love it; just pisses me. Let the freaking players decide who it is. Not I think because when Ohio State before Ohio State lost to Iowa, do you remember the week before? Oh. If Ohio State played Oklahoma now, boy, they'd kick their ass. So I know Ohio State's a lot better. The next weekend, all of the pundits on ESPN, Ohio State's going to get their – they lose. They get their ass handed to them by Iowa. Oh, what? Well, wait a minute. I thought it was what you thought is so important. No. How about what happened on the field? And what happened on the field was Alabama got beat and beat soundly by Auburn. And they haven't looked good. All, if you want to know the truth, they didn't look good against LSU. They didn't look good against Colorado State. They haven't looked all that. While they're still big, bad Alabama with all these five stars, and they're bigger than anybody, and they can run, they're not a great football team.
They can't, you know. Look, Jalen Hurts is a winner and all that, but he's just not dynamic. They don't have a dynamic.
If you fall behind, he can't throw you cannot win. He cannot throw you into a win.
They're not getting the most out of Calvin Ridley, and Bo Scarborough's not the same runner he was last year.
No.
I mean, and their offense is just not explosive, and it's, you know, ultimately they couldn't keep up in the scoring fest with Clemson. Well, it was last team to have it really won. Yeah. I mean, they kept up last year, but yeah, they just offensively they fall short this year, and they don't have
and defensively then
there's not
hurt.
A linebacker. The other thing they're beat to hell. Yeah. I mean, they're really beat up. So anyway, I've got a couple of tweets and I want to get to. Crown and Seven guy says, I want in on this eggnog chug right now. Put me down. Sign me up. I'm already diabetic, so I have zero F's given. Okay. Hashtag end up in a coma. Hey, Dale, make sure he signs the waiver. The guy who's diabetic going in for the eggnog chug, that guy has to sign the waiver first. We had someone else who said, I got to go down here, but he said, hey, man, I broke my finger and vomited in the eggnog chug, and I didn't win anything. Well, sounds like you got business.
That sounds like a you problem.
Yeah, sounds like you got some unfinished business. Yeah. Don't be a quitter. Come out there and take your belt back.
That's not an us problem. That's a you problem. You got to walk in and demand. If you're puking all over the place, Klein, at least give me a watch.
Go get your belt, son. Go win. You know what? Don't tell me about I was puking all over. Then go win the contest.
Yeah.
Then go win the contest or sign up for one of the other ones.
You know what the Dodgers want? They want to be world champs. You know what they're not? World champs. You know why? Because they got beat.
That's right. If you had your finger broken during a pass protection, sounds like somebody just drove you into the ground.
Yeah.
You know what? Do me a favor. Use better knee bend. Play with better leverage. Right. Use your hands better.
Your base is too narrow. Let's go.
Too narrow. You're toppling over.
So?
Come on.
If I ever broke anything because of a radio contest, I don't know what I'd do with my life. Like, yeah, I can't come into work because I broke my wrist. What were you doing in a parking lot? What were you doing in the parking lot? Oh, I was pass protecting against a guy I didn't know. Are you an offensive lineman? No, but
I really play one on the radio.
I really love that show, so I decided to pass protect in the parking lot. What?
And then what happened? Vomited in a trash can with about five other people. The same trash can?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Why?
No.
Tried to win a bracelet. Well, did you? No. Sorry, we don't have losers over here. Get to step in. Hey, Bun B's coming in at 8 o'clock. Bun is one of my favorites to have on the radio because we can talk about anything and everything. He was real tight with Vince Wilfork, real tight with the food scene, if there's a restaurant here, oh, massive foodie. And he's real tight with Chris Shepherd over at Underbelly. They've been, you know, he'll come and host some of those throwdowns that he has, things like that over the years. So if you need restaurant recommendations, Bun is easily your guy. But Bun, he's also a professor at Rice. Bun was on Vice News covering the Republican primaries. Bun also continues to lay down the hip hop tracks, but he does a lot. Like I said, I mean, he'd be perfect. He shows up in Culture Map all the time.
Why did I see so many people though say, please don't do an Astros rep?
Yeah, I'm going to ask Bud because that got him so mad that people say, you're the sports jinx. Because once the internet says it, you know,
oh, that's over.
It's got to be true if the internet says it. And then Bun, I think he performed and they won game three. I think it was the McCullers game, the first McCullers game.
Yeah.
Here, Dodgers was game three, right? Where McCullers balled out?
Yes.
Wasn't that it? Yeah, he performed before, and he's like, what?
Was that Morton or McCullers? That was McCullers' game.
It was McCullers. And then
game three was, yeah, I don't forget.
Game three was McCullers, yeah,
McCullers, right?
And then Bun told everyone to suck it. Because I was at game four. I was at the one World Series game that sucked ass.
Yeah.
Me and Snacks went, and
you can't say that, though. The kids are on their way to school.
Oh yeah, sucked the.
It was a very
sucked apples.
Very boring.
It
game.
Sucked apples.
Yeah.
And it was just like, hey guys, we're gonna get any hits. And then when they when AJ brought in Ken Giles, there were mother effs flying through. Like people were screaming. My buddy
Giles, good Lord.
My buddy who is a GM with the Colts.
I remember him.
My buddy with the GM with the Colts was watching this game. Chris Ballard.
Yeah.
He texts, "What the is he doing bringing in Giles?" And like, and I literally, my stomach sank. Like I just found out my favorite show got canceled or something, yeah. Or my favorite restaurant got closed. I'm like,
yeah.
Because I knew what was happening. I said, come on, Snacks. We're walking to the exit. And then he just Gilesed all over the place. Just
that's
like,
now a verb?
Yeah.
He Gilesed?
You Gilesed all over the place?
He Gilesed all over?
Yeah, he Gilesed.
It doesn't sound like it's clean or no, sanitary.
He yeah. Gilesed in his pants.
Ooh.
And really, when you, if, really in yeah. the way you're putting it, that yeah. would be a good thing.
No, right. Yeah. Not, no.
Yeah.
Like not he, if you got to do it in front of everybody, in the front of 45,000
yeah.
people.
Yeah.
You're going Lonely Island. That's the difference.
All right, 743. Yes,
Giles man. In my pants.
713.
So you deuced in your pants.
Is that, 780.
It can't be the first. It can't be you, the normal one.
That's not the good one.
No, it's not the good
one. Wait a minute. There's no such thing of doing anything in your pants that's a good one.
If you're at
a, they're all bad ones.
Oh, if you're at a strip club.
Oh, I don't know.
No, so. It's bad at a strip club, too.
Some people think it's not so bad.
Hey, that was great. Oh, this feels terrible. Yeah, it's great. Good move. Friend,
you're sitting at the sink with the water. Oh God!
Hey, what are you doing? Oh, I just joused in my pants. I bet it was a good one. Well, no. Hindsight, it's ruined everything that I'm wearing. Oh, have a good day at school, guys.
713-780-3776.
Don't worry, guys. We're just talking about a relief pitcher. That's all.
Six is the number.
Relief.
713-780-3776. No, there won't be any bobbing for anything. Drills at the client's party, Reggie. We're not doing that. We're not bobbing.
Lance doesn't know about Reggie, does he?
No. Oh, yes, oh, I do. Oh, yes, I do. Look at his last name.
Yeah, 744. All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. John, Lance, and Dell with you here. Bun B is going to join us in about 12 minutes here in studio, so that'll be cool.
Around there. We'll see. Oh, he's got to roll in from, where's Bun coming in from?
Well, there's no traffic.
I can't remember.
How about the fog? Look at this.
Man, yeah, this fog is for real today.
Yeah, it is.
Came out of my neighborhood. I'm like, man, I can't see anything.
It sucks. How are you going to play golf in this?
We had no breakfast places around here, huh?
Where did you go? I mean,
yeah, I'm just in different places right now. But
We were just talking about the fog and golf. Speaking of which, did you see Mike golfer
Mike? We
were
talking about golf. We were just talking about the fog.
I was talking about golf.
What do you mean we were just talking about golf?
I was just talking about golf. Are you excited to see Tiger this week?
Nah.
You don't care.
It's. I mean, I was hoping for the. It's not happening now. We know it's not happening.
Ricky Fowler says he was hitting it really well. Okay. So, while you can be a doubter, okay.
I'm interested in some of the new cats. Tiger is just, I mean, it will be a good story if he can be in something or like.
If he's competing on Sunday?
I mean, if he can make a cut, that's going to be cool.
Well, don't.
That's where we are now.
No.
Did Tiger make the cut? Remember when it used to be Tiger versus the world on bets?
Oh.
Now
it was
like,
even money. Tiger was even money against the field.
Dude hasn't won since I was here doing this show a while ago. What, 08?
Yeah. No. He's won.
I'm sorry, he's won. I mean, a major.
No, major, yeah.
Yeah, major. 08 was the last time he won a major.
Since the Elon 7-iron, he hasn't won a major.
Premature ejaculation.
No,
that's
not.
You can't read that on a radio, or say that on Twitter, Jackie.
Let me ask you this question. Is Brian Cushing the Texans' Carlos Beltran?
I don't know what that means.
Not much. He doesn't give you much production. Mm-hmm. Very high paid player, but a guy that everybody in the locker room looks to and respects.
I don't think so. Not to the Beltran standards. I don't think so.
I think Brian Cushing is a little bit more in that locker room than maybe you're giving him credit for.
No, I think he is. I think he matters to guys, but I just think Beltran was just very important for a lot of players because he's a Latin player. And
yeah.
It's just, it's a different, well, it's not a different only that, dynamic.
But Brian Cushing's got stink on him.
Well, let me tell you.
And Beltran doesn't.
Brian, are you part of the block? Do you know about the block party?
The block party?
Dell, do you know about the Brian Cushing block party?
What's the Brian Cushing block party?
Brian Cushing has, for those of you who are just listening, you guys know that we talked about this at the other station. I just found it. I heard about it. I looked into it, and it's real. Brian Cushing has blocked probably in the neighborhood of 600,000 people in Houston.
Blocked just on Twitter?
If you were involved in any conversation or if somebody tagged you in any conversation that he didn't like or whoever handles his Twitter account didn't like, immediate blockages for everybody. I'm blocked. I've never even tweeted at him, his name. I really don't even talk about him that much other than on the radio, and there's no chance he listens to the radio. Check yourself.
You're blocked because of what you said and his dad came at. What?
Huh.
Didn't you do?
Oh, yeah. That's before Twitter. Oh, I said the text. Yeah. I was right again. Sorry. I was right. Texans don't do
what
his
pets. Dad came after you. What? Of course
I
you're blocked.
I wrote an article in the Chronicle, a blog, back in 2010 saying, Brian Cushing needs to come back and play like the regular Brian Cushing. This is the year when he came back from the Peds. He wasn't playing as good. Or Bob McNair's going to wonder if he got the old bait and switch pulled on him.
Well,
and then Frank Cushing
did.
Came after me like, oh, my son's never taken anything and blah, 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 blah.
That's
blah,
a clean young man.
That's clean. And then like he's just coming off his 10-game suspension
for
cleanness. And
well, it was.
But no, check. Go
I
ahead.
Don't think it was cleanness that he got suspended.
Search. See if you're blocked. See, you're not a super active
tweeter. Well, how do I know?
Just go at.
Can I at Brian Cushing?
Here, just Google Brian Cushing. Just Google Brian Cushing Twitter.
And
okay?
If you can't access that profile, because you're blocked.
Click it. And mine says, you are blocked from following. And he's got a Bane mask on.
I'm not blocked.
You're not blocked? Okay.
Should I go after him?
You're not. I would. You'll get blocked soon enough for just being in this conversation. Dell, are you blocked? Do you know?
No, I haven't talked about that cheater in years.
He should be blocked.
He should be blocked.
If
just
I were running
that.
His account, I would definitely block
so,
him.
So I really believe, okay, so, and somebody just asked this question. Is Brian Cushing not, why is the warden not punishing Brian Cushing? Is it because he's white?
The warden? Stop it, Jose.
Okay, Jose. Can you touch base on the warden not cutting Cushing yet? I take it him being Caucasian plays a factor.
What's the term?
I don't think it's because he's Caucasian, per se.
Caucasian.
I don't think it's because he's I don't know what it is. This dude made Bob McNair look silly with the league office. He bought into his excuse of overtrained athlete syndrome. He accused, or he tried to make people feel sorry that he thought he had cancer, and then he gets suspended again. And Bob McNair is
how
just,
are you allowed to view his tweets with this kind of propaganda coming out of your mouth?
What I don't understand,
I just said that he needed to be a cap casualty, and I get got.
Yeah, but you wrote it in the Chronicle.
No,
Brian Cushing's dad isn't listening to this.
He wasn't even on. No, when I wrote that, none of us were even on Twitter.
I know, but you wrote it in the Chronicle.
I hosted something with Brian Cushing at a listener thing, and we were just fine with everything. And then one day I say, oh, I'm blocked.
You feel bad about that?
No.
Do you? No.
0%.
No, actually.
I don't follow athletes for the most part.
No, I don't either. I don't
care. What am I going to see? Videos of him pulling chains around and throwing ropes on a.
Well, he's. I don't know if you know.
Tires.
He's got the Bane mask on. That's his profile.
Yeah. Look, man, I know you lift, bro.
You can't see it, but
you had a good.
I'm going to look at it right now.
Well, here's what.
You can't even look at it.
Lamont says, let me see yours. Come on. No, please.
No.
I want to see him working out.
I'm going to block him.
Is he doing squats? Is he squatting? Is he doing squats,
no,
bro?
No, he's got a leather jacket.
Is he doing
on
leg
with
extensions?
You can't let Lance see it because if you
let
show
me,
it to him, then
let me
he's going to block you.
Right.
Yeah, let me.
No.
No, Lance, no.
Shut Mike.
Hold on. God dog it.
See, you're not.
Let
you're
me
out.
Just see it.
Look at that. Oh, my God.
Let me see
it's
it.
It's the greatest picture ever. You can't look.
Is he doing leg extensions? Is he doing reverse curls? Is he doing trap work?
No, but he is retweeting top high schools in each state producing the most college football players.
Let me see it.
And
is he pulling? Is he pulling
Bergen,
a truck?
Bergen Catholic, is that it?
Yeah, that's where Hatchet Man went too.
Yeah,
Lamont says, F Brian Cushing. Who shoots roids and gets sorrier? Issahir says, Cushing is more of a Carlos Gomez player. Instant sadness when you remember he plays for you. He didn't used to be that way now. Cushing had some good years.
Yeah, but why is he still on the team?
I don't know. There's no real reason.
He's going in the Ring of Honor. That's why he's still on the
team. No, he can't. He's kind of in the Ring of Shame.
He's going in the Ring of Honor.
No, no. I don't think you can put him in the Ring of Honor.
I don't think you can't put him in the Ring of Honor. He's a two-time convicted felon.
We love our guys. Hey, John, we love our guys. And the warden loves him.
Stop with the warden.
The warden.
The warden loves.
Stop
the
with
warden
your warden.
Love
stuff.
All his prisoners.
Look at that.
But he loves some of his prisoners.
Stop with your warden talk.
He loves him. What is he, a stoolie? What do you call Brian Cushing? Because the warden loves him. What do you call him?
He's what do they call him when they do
is
when
he
they
an
are
informant?
The,
I don't think he's
not a CI. What do they call him? The guys who get
That's
a do
I'm,
like
I can't remember
the
what,
guys who get a special privileges and whatnot.
I forgot what they're called.
Damn it! Come on, Twitter. Do it.
No, he's not. He's not.
This is better. Watch out, John. Brian has those big ass teeth that will block you. That's Ryan said that to you. He didn't say it to me. Brian, for the
well,
record,
you're already blocked.
That's at Ryan. That's he, at
his
Ryan.
Teeth, his teeth already blocked you.
That's at Ryan Horton 209. If you're looking for somebody to block Brian, I'm already. You already got me, and they won't even let me see pictures of you doing lat work.
No, it's his Bane mask on. With a leather jacket. It's terrible.
No, that's actually Bane. He's got a picture of Bane
no,
as his background. Is it really?
I don't know.
It could be.
It could be.
I know it absolutely could be. I would, if I was all yoked up,
I think
could
it's
go
him.
Bald
I
with
think
a
it's him.
Bane mask.
I think it's him.
Hey, dude, you are totally letting me.
I think that's Cushing. Look at his eyes.
Nah, Cushing and Bane look similar.
You think Cushing.
One has beautiful hair and the other one doesn't.
No, that's. That's Cushing in a Bane.
Anyway. John, do you not think I can range from sideline to make tackles? I've been suspended, but I have an issue with all of Twitter. Why, Twitter? You are gone, Twitter.
Yeah.
I can't get off of tackles anymore. I get stuck on blocks. Oh, every block sticks to me and I can't make a tackle. Dylan Cole is so much better than I am now.
No, you're blocked forever. You can't even talk about Cushing anymore.
Now he blocked SEC guy's account. Now he blocked the hatchet man.
All right.
Trustees.
Hey, we've been talking about, what did we talk about this morning? December 22nd, Klein's Christmas party. And once again, here's Mark Klein joining us to talk about that and more right here on ESPN 97.5. What's up, Marky Mark?
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm so glad you guys are back. You know, I've been getting phone calls from listeners saying they're coming. Coming to the party. The party's back. Christmas at Klein's on December 22nd is going to be fantastic. Going to have cooking, barbecue. We're going to have beer companies out there, just like the old days, the eggnog drinking contest. Are we doing that?
Yeah. What are you, crazy?
What are you, a lunatic?
You lost your mind?
That is offensive line drills?
Yeah, absolutely.
Done.
Yep.
Wide receiver versus corner.
Yeah. We're going to do pass routes, see if you can't cover, right? We're going to do it all.
Absolutely one of the greatest events of the year.
And you give out prizes all day long.
All day long. Every 15 minutes, something's given away.
And how about
so
this?
You got pearls, diamond earrings, watches, given away that day.
How about this, too? You go there now or within the next couple of weeks, get to Klein's. You order what it is. Mark is the manufacturer. He makes it, and then you pick it up on December 22nd at the party. It's a great plan.
That's perfect. You know, but we also have thousands of pieces in stock. Anything you want in jewelry, diamond pendants, earrings, bracelets, you want to trade up. You know, I said that yesterday on the air. You want to trade up anything that you've had before, whether it's your small diamond earrings you bought when you first got married, a small diamond ring you first got married. You want to make it bigger, you can trade up. So you can call me at 832-316-1388. That's 832-316-1388. Or you could text me. You know, I'll just respond back for text. If you have a picture of something you want a quote on, you can text me and I'll text you right back and quote. If it's not the best deal in the city of Houston, don't get it. It will be. It's better than anywhere. Klein's Jewelry on Westheimer. Give us a call or give us a text, 832-316-1388. 1388.
Westheimer Fountain View, right between Houston's and Jason's Deli. It's KleinsJewelry.com.